We're going to go to Hebrews chapter 5.
Tiende kunawa Hebrew chapter 5.
I believe the Lord put Hebrews 5 and 6 in my heart for you guys.
Vanofunga kuti Mwari vaisa zvakare va Hebrew 5 ne 6 pamoyo wavo kuti vatidzidzise.
And as I was just revisiting these chapters, spending time going through, just seeing how rich they are. Truly, all scripture is profitable. To go through the scripture and meditate on the truths, it's always good. Okay, so in chapter
5,
Paul's going to be talking about high priests and milk and strong meat. That's what he's going to be talking about. First, in verses 1 through
4,
he's going to look at the general calling of a high priest. Verses 1 through
4.
General calling of a high priest. Then in verses 5 through 10. He's going to look at Christ's calling and perfection as high priest.
Achatarisa kudanwa nekururamiswa kwemupirisita.
Christ's calling and perfection as high priest.
Kudanwa kwa Kristu nekururamiswa kwemupirisita.
Verses 5 through 10.
Kubapa 5 kusuka pa 10.
And then verses 11 through 14.
Kubapa 11 kusuka pa 14.
He's going to talk about the sad condition of the Hebrews.
Achatarisa chimiro chakaipa chava Hebrew.
The sad condition of the Hebrews.
Chimiro chava Hebrew.
Okay, and then in chapter 6.
But chapter 6, Bachitauko 6.
Chapter 6 is going to be going on to perfection.
Acharamba Achitaura, Nyae Kunaka.
Going on to perfection. Verses 1 through 3 is going to be the call to go on.
Kuvapa verse 1 kusukapa 3. Kudanwa kuti muye tiende, kana kuyenda.
That's verses 1 through 3, the call to go on to perfection.
Kudanwa kuyenda, mkururama.
Then in verses 4 through 8. We'll see the impossibility of those fallen away. The impossibility, it's impossible. The impossibility of those fallen away. Verses 4 through 8. Then in verses 9 through 12. We will see things that accompany salvation. Things that accompany salvation. Salvation is not just a theoretical experience. But like Pastor Lee said, it's a real spiritual change, transformation, reality. And there will be the fruits, the show of real salvation. Because ultimately Christ is salvation. And how can you receive Christ and remain the same? How can Christ be in you and there not be fruits and things that change that accompany this great salvation? And then lastly, verses 13 through
20,
we're going to see promise oath and hope.
Tirikuona vimbiso netariro.
Promise, oath and hope.
Vimbiso netariro. Vimbiso chitsidzo netariro, sorry.
Okay, so just a quick backdrop. Before we get into, we're going to go through chapter 5, we'll just go through verse by verse. Before we go through it, the book of Hebrews was written to show clearly that Jesus is the Messiah.
Kuti Jesu Kristu ndiye Messiah.
And it's going to prove him to be greater than all the prophets of old.
Richabuditsa pachena kuti mukuru kudarika vaprofita vese vekutestamendi yekare.
Greater than all the angels.
Kumukuru kupfuura vatumwa nengirozi.
Because he is the Son of God.
Nekuti mwana gomana waMwari.
He's the express image of the person of God.
Ndiye anouya achitiratidza uMwari.
And that actually he's the creator himself. And so it's going to just confirm that Jesus is indeed the Messiah. And it's
going
to show him as the Son of God. And it's
going
to show him as the High Priest. After the order of
Melchizedek.
Melchizedek, yeah. It's going to show him as a great mighty one who came very low and humble to save and redeem and deliver his people and how he was exalted back to the
right hand of the Father.
And so Paul's going to show a lot of things. He's going to prove that there had to be a change of the law. There had to be a change of the covenant. There had to be a change of the priesthood. All these things had to change. And then the general message to the Hebrews is to continue till the end. Okay, you believe in Christ. Keep looking to Christ. You're part of the house of God. Keep holding fast. Don't go back. Don't fall away. Don't draw back. Endure whatever it takes. Whatever tribulation or persecution you're
going to
face, keep looking to Christ, keep holding to Christ, keep believing in Christ until the end. That's kind of the general message of Hebrews. And it's a good word. Okay, but now specifically, when we get into chapter 5, Paul is going to look at calling of high priest.
Paulo waku nangana ne kudanwa kumprisita mkuru.
And so he's going to look first at the general calling of a high priest.
Saka akutarisa kudanwa kumprisita mkuru.
Because he wants to make some important points.
Nekuti ane pfungwa dzakakosha dzai chada kuzobudisa.
About Christ. Position as high priest of the new covenant.
Maringena Christu sem prisita mukuru pasunga nuicha.
So this is just wonderful.
Saka isu zvakanaka.
Because first, it's just wonderful to learn more about the Lord.
Nekuti zvakanaka kudzidza zvizhinji pamusoro paIshe.
To learn more about our Lord, to see who He is.
Kudzidza zvakawanda pamusoro paIshe wedu toona kuti ambori ani.
To see what He's fulfilling.
Toona kuti zvakazadzisa ndezvipi.
Because we're called to be disciples of Christ. We
want
to learn from Him. But secondly, I think this is important. Because a high priest is a priest.
Muprisita.
Now he's not the same as the other priest. He's distinct. He's exalted above. And there are certain things that belong only to the high priest that don't belong to the other priests. Okay, so we're going to see Christ is above. And yet, we are called to follow in the steps of Christ. We're called to become like Christ. And so we can't be the high priest, but we are called to be priests. And some of the things that we see in Christ are things that He's going to lead us into in the same sort of path. Not to the full measure of what He did. And again, there's certain things that only He could do that we can't touch. But there's an overlap in calling because a high priest is a priest. And we too are called to be priests. So in looking to Christ, it's going to help us to also understand more about what we're called to do. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so let's read verses 1 through 4.
For every high priest taken from among men is or ordained for men in things pertaining to God, that He may offer both gift and sacrifice for sin. Who can have compassion on their ignorance and on them that are out of the way, for that He Himself also is compassed with infirmity? 3. And by reason hereof, the oath is for the people, so also for Himself to offer for sin. 4. And no man taketh this honor unto himself, but he that is called of God, as was Aaron.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, first thing we see about high priest. A high priest is taken from among who? Who's he taken from among? Men. He's taken from among men. So, even though a high priest is going to have a really important role, it's important to see that he was chosen out of a group of men. He's a man. Okay. Second thing, he's ordained for who? For men. A high priest is not ordained for God. God doesn't need a high priest to minister to him, to help teach him the path of life, to help offer up sacrifices for him. No, no, no. A high priest is ordained for men. People need a high priest. And thankfully God sees that need. And this is why God has established this, to provide for that need. But he's in that office for men, not for God's sake. Now in the end it will bring glory to God, we'll see, but okay. So he's ordained for men, but in what kind of things?
Pazinu zipi?
Pazinu zipi? Okay. So he's ordained in things that pertain to God.
Pazinu zamwari.
So he's not just put in office for men to, you know, for the things that they want and the things they desire. A high priest, yes, he's there for the people.
Muprista mukuru akawira vanhu hungu.
But in one specific sphere.
Asi akawira muchinangwa chimwe.
He's dealing in the things that pertain to God.
Ari kushanda achibata pazvinhu zvaMwari.
So he's not dealing in common dealings.
Saka asi kungoita zvinhu nje, kungozviita.
He's not bringing things down to the level of the people, to meet the people and make them feel good about themselves.
Asi kuunza urudo rwaMwari kuti angosangana nevanhu achingozviitira vanhu.
He's going to deal in the things that pertain to God.
Ari kuzviitira pazvinhu zvaMwari.
It's a very specific role and purpose.
Ibasa nechinangwa chakanaka chakabudiswa pachena.
Okay, now what's the purpose of being a priest, a high priest?
Basa remuprisita nderei, muprisita mukuru.
What's his main function that he has to do?
Basa rake chairo raakauya kuzoita nderei.
End of verse 1.
Verse 1. Abaire spirit.
Offer gifts and sacrifices for sins, for sins. Okay? So, we'll see. The high priest is going to do, he's going to have lots of things that he does. But this is the primary heart of the ministry of a high priest. Is to offer up gifts and sacrifices for sins. Why does he need to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins? Okay, so it's not in the text, but here's why he needs to offer gifts and sacrifices. Because God is holy. He's pure. He's righteous. He's just. People, even God's people, are not naturally holy. Pure.
Hatina kukwanira pamberi paMwari.
Righteous.
Hatina kururama.
And just.
Hatina zvakare kururama.
We know that God will not.
Tino, sorry.
He will not.
Mwari iwo.
He cannot.
Havakwanisi.
Dwell amongst ignorant sinners.
Kugara pakati pevatadzi.
He can't.
Havakwanisi Mwari.
If he does.
Kana vaizogara.
He'll burn them up in his wrath.
Vaizokwanisa kutipisa nehasha dzavo.
Evil doesn't dwell with God.
Saka Mwari hava.
So thus he establishes a mediator.
Saka akagadzira akaisa mumiririri.
Who's going to appease?
Achamufadza iwo Mwari.
And satisfy
ozadzisa
his holy anger and wrath.
Hasha dzake nekutsamwa.
Just a lot of times we look at the sacrifice of sin towards to our standpoint. I think it's important to see it from God's standpoint. Sin and ignorance and foolishness. It's so against God's nature. That if it comes too close to him. He can't stand it. So. There needs to be a buffer. There needs to be someone who's not living in ignorance and foolishness and sin. And can offer gifts and sacrifices. To help appease God's wrath. There's a scripture in Proverbs that says that a gift in secret pacifies wrath. Have you ever been angry with your children because of their foolishness, their ignorance, And they're getting too out of control in your home. And what does your wife do? She comes and brings you something nice that she cooks for you, something that really blessed you. You know, help appease the wrath a little bit. Yes, you need to chase them, you discipline them. But a nice gift, a nice blessing. It helps settle that wrath a little bit. Okay. So the high priest, he's got to offer these gifts and sacrifices. And also, he's not going to just satisfy God's wrath. But also, part of this process is to help sinners feel the pain. Feel the price of their sin. So that they might begin to find genuine repentance. Into a life of righteousness. Okay, verse 2. What can the high priest do?
Priesta mkuru anogona kuitei. Anoitei.
What can he do in verse 2? He can have compassion on the ignorant. It's important. God did not create man to be ignorant. Ignorant people cannot inherit eternal life. If you remain ignorant, you can't be saved. You can't inherit eternal
life.
Ignorant people must be taught and instructed and learn wisdom. We see this in the book of Proverbs. But they must be taught in compassion. So that you don't cause offense, so you don't break them too soon. So that the high priest, he can have this compassion on the ignorant. Look at 2 Timothy 2.
Timothy Wechipiri, chapter 2.
Now remember, in Hebrews we're talking about a high priest. There's only one high priest, is Christ. But we are called to be priests. And as priests, we too are going to need compassion. And we're
going to
need to help the ignorant and those who are out of the way. So notice what Paul tells Timothy.
Verse 24.
Well, even you can start in verse 23.
He
says, but foolish and unlearned questions avoid.
Okay,
don't even get entangled in
it.
Knowing that they do gender strifes, it means it leads to strife and fighting. Verse 24. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves. If God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. Amen.
Amen.
People like this are taken captive by the devil at his will. Because they're ignorant. Satan can get them anytime he wants. But if we can in meekness instruct them, and they can come to know the truth, the truth can make them free. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. So back in Hebrews,
todzoka kunawa Hebrew.
He needs to have compassion on the ignorant.
Tinoda kuva tinonzwira tsitsi avo vasingazivi.
He needs to have compassion on them that are out of the way.
Tinoda kuti avo zvakare vakatsauka tivanzwire tsitsi.
We saw in Ezekiel 34 the sad condition of God's sheep who are out of the way.
Taona zvakare chimiro chinosuvisa chemakwai akarasika kubhukura Ezekiel chapter 34.
They're scattered, they're wounded, they're sick.
Kuti vakaputswa moyo, vanorwara, vane zvakasiyana siyana.
They're oppressed, they're taken advantage of.
Vakambunyikidzwa, vakabirwa.
A high priest needs to have compassion.
Muprisita mukuru anofanira kuva netsitsi.
To bring them back in the way.
Kuvadzosera munzira.
Now, interesting, I just want to give you a few things. In the Old Testament, it's called the Way of Wisdom. Proverbs
4:11. Chapter 4, verse 11.
The Way of Wisdom. They're out of the way. They need to be brought back in the way. It's the Way of Wisdom, Proverbs
4:11.
It's called the Way of Righteousness. Proverbs 8 verse 20.
Zireo 8 verse 20.
It's called the way of life.
Zireo penyu.
Proverbs 10:17.
Zireo 10 verse 17.
And it's called the way of holiness.
Zireo utsene.
Isaiah 35 verse 8.
Isaiah 35 verse 8.
Now in the New Testament.
Mu testament echa.
What did Jesus Christ say about the way?
Jesu anotishiko nenyaya yenzira.
He said, I am the way.
Anotindini nzira.
I am the way.
Ndini nzira.
Isn't it neat how in the Old Testament,
azvina kubuda here kutestamendi yekare,
the way is called the way of wisdom.
Kunzira inonzi inzira yeuchenjeri.
So what do we know about Christ?
Tinoziva iko pamaringe na Kristu.
Was he foolish or wise?
Kristu wanga akapusa here kana kuti waiwa akachenjera.
He's wise.
Kristu wanga akachenjera.
The Old Testament is called the way of righteousness.
Kunonzi kutestamendi yekare kunzira yekururama.
So what do we know about Jesus Christ?
Tinoziva sei kutestamendi itsvane zvaJesu.
Righteous, amen.
Kune kururama maari.
It's called the way of life.
Inonzi nzira yeupenyu kutestamendi yekare.
Christ is the life, amen. Christ is eternal life.
Kristu ndiye upenyu nekuti anounza upenyu usingaperi.
It's called the way of holiness.
Inonzi nzira yekururama.
Christ is holy.
Tinoziva Kristu wakarurama.
And so when we come to Christ,
saka patinouya kuna Kristu,
and if he's in us and we're in him,
kana isu tiri maari iye ari matiri,
and we're following him in the way,
tichiteera nzira dzake,
that straight and narrow way,
nzira yakadupuka,
then we know,
tichaziva,
wisdom,
kuchenjera,
righteousness,
kururama,
life,
upenyu,
holiness,
neutseni.
These are the things that he's going to work in us.
Zvinhu izvi zvaachaisa matiri.
Amen.
Man.
So if there's a different Jesus who doesn't call you to holiness, that's not the real Jesus. There's a different Jesus who doesn't care if you remain ignorant and foolish. Just wants to keep everything very simple. We don't want to go deep. We're just going to keep it simple. That's a different Jesus. Okay? Okay. Now, the high priest, he can have compassion because he's compassed with infirmity, he himself.
Verse 2.
And it's true. You know, infirmity helps bring us lower. To have more compassion and patience. On those to whom we minister. You know, if you're always walking on top of the world, and you're
going
to try to help people who are trapped in bondage and suffering, it's
going
to be pretty hard for them to really lay hold of what you have.
I think that's
one of the things that makes Jesus so wonderful.
And why we can
really lay hold of him.
Because
he didn't just stay up in heaven.
He came
low.
Akadzika, akazvidzikisia.
Suffered.
Akatambudzika.
experience pain. We can begin to lay hold of him. Amen. This is important. In verse 3. So therefore, based on this, by this reason, he, the high priest, for the people, and also for himself, offers up for sins. Now again, we're talking about human high priest. And a human high priest, he himself has sin. Only one man we know who lived pure and holy from the time he was conceived until the time he died and then resurrected. Only Jesus Christ. Which is why he's the only one who can be the high priest of the new covenant. But in the Old Testament, when they had a high priest, and the people needed a high priest, but he himself also had sinned. So when he would offer up, he's not just offering for the people, but he's also offering up for himself. Amen.
Amen.
And when the Lord calls us into, an official role in the body of Christ, let's say he calls you to be a pastor, and you're
going
to really be ministering to people and standing in the gap for them and praying for them, don't ever forget what manner of man you were and what manner of man you are without Christ. It helps. It helps. We need to offer up those things in humility. Okay, verse 4. Last point Paul wants to make. No man takes this honor unto himself. Something as holy and noble as being a high priest, you don't just take this unto yourself. This is something that needs to be called of God. Like Aaron. This is a heavenly calling. And what's interesting is back in chapter 3, Verse 1. He says, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling. Now look, we are not called to be high priests. But in the Old Testament, being called to be a high priest, that was a heavenly calling. That was a calling from heaven. Now, in a sense, it was on the earthly realm, which is why God descended to earth to do this covenant. But I want you to see that the gospel, to come to Christ, to come into the family of God, to come be part of the people of God and the priesthood of God. This is a heavenly calling. It's God who opened up this door to man through Christ. It's God who calls the men by His Spirit to come. And if we've come to Christ, if we've believed in Jesus Christ, if we've been born again by His Spirit, That is a heavenly calling, just that in and of itself. Don't diminish what it means to be a Christian. That's a heavenly calling, just to be part of the family of God. So again, last session we were talking about like being called to preach. Maybe being called to be a pastor. And those things are also, you know, important. And there's purposes for those offices. But we don't want to like exalt those things. And diminish what it means to be a child of God. If you just look at what it means to be a child of God, this is a heavenly, holy calling. Arguably, even greater than being a high priest in the Old Testament. The high priest in the Old Testament was probably the highest, most holy position in the nation. But you, if you're a genuine child of God, your calling in Christ is even higher. So don't minimize that. It's a heavenly calling. We are called by God to come to Christ. It's no joke. Okay, any questions or thoughts so far?
Mivunzo.
Okay, let's push through verses 5 through 10.
But I verse 5, which 10.
Do you want to read?
So also Christ glorified not himself to be made an high priest, but he that said unto him, Thou art my son, today is I begotten thee. As he said also in another place, Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with a strong crying and tears unto him, that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared. Through he were a son, yet learned he obedient by the things which he suffered, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. 10. Called of God and high priest after the order of Melchizedek.
Amen. Amen. Now this is Christ calling as high priest.
And what's
the first thing we see about Christ calling? What's the first thing we see? Don't be shy. He glorified not himself. Christ did not glorify himself. It was the Father who glorified him. And again, we're going to see verse 5. So he didn't glorify himself to be made high priest, but he that said unto him. So again, this is the Father. And how was Christ glorified or called to be made a high priest? And Paul's going to quote two scriptures from the Old Testament. I believe these are the two immutable things that could not be changed. He's going to quote these two scriptures, these two declarations of the Father to the Son. One thing that I think is very important to understand, the new covenant, first and foremost, is a covenant between the Father and the Son. This is what Paul's establishing. It's a covenant between the Father and the Son. It's a fellowship between the Father and the Son. And then praise the Lord, through Christ, through His blood, through His body, we're going to get to enter into this covenant. We're
going to
get to enter into this fellowship. But it's all centered not around us, but around Father and Son. We get to enter into it. Okay. Now here are the two declarations. First one is from Psalm 2. Psalm 2. Now these are very important to understand. These two scriptures. Psalm 2. Because these psalms are going to reveal Christ. They're
going to
reveal the Messiah. And they're
going
to reveal Him in His glory. If you don't believe in the Messiah in His glory, then you can't be saved. You're not saved. We can't divorce the Messiah in His glory from the Messiah in His sufferings. We need to know who the Messiah is in His glory, and then see the glory that the Messiah Christ was willing to come low and suffer for us. See if we don't understand the Messiah and His glory, then you might not really appreciate the sufferings of Christ. And this was one of the stumbling blocks for the Jews. Was they knew these passages. And they just saw the Messiah glorified. And they couldn't comprehend how can the Messiah come so low and suffer. And Paul would go into the synagogues and he would prove that Christ first had to suffer before He entered His glory. Remember, that was a stumbling block for the disciples. They couldn't understand it. Jesus had to appear to them on the road to Emmaus. Say, oh fool, slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets. And then he had to show that Christ first had to suffer before he'd enter His glory. But you need both. You need to know both. Christ glorified and Christ suffering. But in Psalm
2,
we see Christ glorified. We see Him as the anointed. That's what the word Christ means. He's the anointed of the Father. In verse 2. As you see in verse 2, the kings and the rulers are against two people. They're against the Lord and against His anointed. That means against His Christ.
Christ.
See, we see Father and we see Christ. They're all trying to you know, cast off God and they're going to do what they want. And the father laughs at them and mocks them. And then he's going to vex them in his wrath. And here's what he says in verse
6.
He says, yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me,
Jehovah wakati kwandiri,
thou art my son.
Ndiwe mwanakomana wangu.
This day have I begotten thee.
Ndasi ndakakubereka.
So we see the Christ.
Saka tiri kuona Kristu
is the king.
Ndiye mambo.
Established by the Father.
Akaiswa na Baba.
To rule on Zion.
Kuti atonge pa Zion.
And he is the Son of God.
Iye ari mwana komana wa Mwari.
The Father has said, you are my son.
Baba vachiti uri mwana komana wangu.
Today have I begotten you.
Nasi ndakubereka.
And then in the rest of the chapter you see, the Father is going to give Christ the entire earth. He's going to break his enemies with a rod of iron.
Achapara zavavengi vake nechimbo yesimbi.
And he is going to ultimately stand
Achamira
as a priest
Semprisita
to the kings and judges of the earth.
Kumadzimambo na vatongi venyika.
Now it doesn't use the word priest here. But that's kind of what you see.
Asindoza, tinongatishiona.
That he's standing with all power and authority.
Kuti arikumira nesimba.
Established by the Father.
Raka piwa na Baba.
And the kings and judges need to come very low.
Mambo nevatongi vachazvidzora vachizvisa pasi.
Fear and trembling.
Vanokutya nokudedera.
And approach the Son.
Vachienda pamberi pemwanakomana.
Put their trust in him.
Voisa kuvimba kwao maari.
Lest he destroys them.
Kuti arege kuvaparadza.
This is Jesus Christ.
Uyu ndi Jesu Kristu.
Amen. And Paul says, the Father glorified him when he said, today have I begotten you.
Paulo unotaura kuti Ishe wakamukudza paakati nhasi ndakakubereka.
Okay, the other one is Psalm 110.
Psalm 110.
For me, it's very important that when I go out into the world,
kwavari zvakavakoshera kuti pavanobuda vachienda kunyika,
to preach the gospel,
vachinoparidza evangeri,
that I have an absolute confidence,
kuti vange vaine gonda.
That Christ is the king over all.
Chekuti Kristu ndiye mambo pamusoro pezvose.
That Christ is Lord of all.
Uye kuti Kristu ndiye Ishe wavose.
And that every knee will bow before Jesus Christ.
Kuti uye mabvi ose achapfugama pamberi pake.
Every tongue will confess that he is Lord.
Ndimi dzose dzichapupura kunaka kwake.
Everybody will stand before his judgment seat.
Munhu wese achamira pasi pechigaro chake chokutonga.
And have to give account to Jesus Christ.
Wozopa iwewe zvawakabata kuna Kristu Jesu.
So if I'm speaking to a Muslim,
kana vari kutaura nemu Muslim,
and he says, I don't believe Jesus is the Son of God.
Wote handitendi inini kuti Jesus Christ mwana komana wa Mwari.
With authority and confidence,
nesimba ra negonda,
I can say you need to repent.
Vanokwanisa kumuudza kuti unofanira kutendeuka.
You've been lied to.
Wakanyeperwa.
Because Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Nekuti Jesu Kristu mwana komana wa Mwari wezvokwadi.
And you're going to have to answer to him one day.
Unofanira iwewe kuzomira pamberi pekutongwa uchipindura.
You need to fear him.
Unofanira kumutya Jesu.
You need to seek God with all your heart.
Unofanira kutsvaga Mwari nemoyo wese.
To know who the true God is.
Ugoziva kuti Mwari wezvokwadi ndeupi.
And to know the truth of God.
Uzoziva zvakare zvokwadi.
And I can say that with confidence. Because if they don't come to that truth and they don't bow to him now, he's
going
to drive them in outer darkness into a lake of fire. So no matter who you come across, Jesus Christ, he has been begotten of the Father and established as King.
Jesu Kristu ndiye mwanakomana wakadikanwa akapiwa kwaari ushe.
And in Psalm 110,
Psalm 110,
we see the Lord of David.
Tinoona Ishe wa David.
See verse 1, the Lord, that's the Father,
Jehovah
said unto my Lord,
akati Jehovah wakati kuna Ishe wangu gara kurujiru wangu.
Well, who's David's Lord? David's the king. Nobody's above David.
No, but David
knew Christ. David saw Christ afar
off.
David knew there was a king
that
was his Lord that he would bow
to. And
so we see the Lord of David at the right hand of the Father, at the right hand of Jehovah, the Lord. Who would rule as a priest after the order of
Melchizedek.
So this is not something of Aaron or of the Levites. It's something completely
different.
That he would rule in the midst of his enemies. He would strike through kings in the day of his wrath. He would judge among the heathen. And this is verse 4. The Lord hath sworn,
Jehovah wakapika,
and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of
Melchizedek.
So that this Christ would be a high priest
saka kuti Kristu awe mupristita mukuru
after a different order. But again, we see him ruling, reigning, crushing his enemies. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so back in Hebrews 5. These are the two declarations. This is the promise and the oath. That the Father made to the Son. You're my son, today have I begotten you. You're a priest forever after the order of
Melchizedek.
Because you better believe Jesus Christ was called of the Father. He didn't glorify himself. Okay. But now Paul's going to look at his ministry as high priest.
Paulo akutarisa basarake semprisita.
And in verse 7, we see, when did his ministry begin?
Tinoona iye basarichitanga. Sorry, what did he say?
When did his ministry begin as high priest?
Basare uprisita ukuru rakatangira papi?
According to verse 7.
Maringena pa verse 7.
Amen. In the days of his flesh. So his ministry didn't begin when he was resurrected. His ministry began in the days of his flesh. Now I don't know exactly when. It might have been at his baptism when his ministry began. Maybe that's when he began as a high priest. Might have been on the Mount of Transfiguration. Might have been in the upper room. I'm not 100% sure. But we know it was in the days of his flesh. And we know that in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he's praying to the Father, before he's
going
to go to the cross, his ministry as high priest has begun. And this is what's, because remember, a high priest offers up gifts and sacrifices for sins. Now ultimately we know the sacrifice for sins is going to be his body and his blood. But a high priest doesn't just offer up the sacrifice, he also offers up gifts. So what were some of the gifts he offered up? In verse 7. Prayers and supplications. And then we just did the study the other day about prayer. Jesus Christ as a high priest.
Jesu Kristu ndiye mupristita mukuru.
Offered up prayers and supplications.
Anopa minyengetero
Something that's very important, I think, to understand about Jesus. Go to John chapter
5.
Very important truth. Because if we're going to follow Christ, if we're going to become priests, we're not the high priest, we'll never be the high priest. But if we're going to be priests, we've got to follow in his steps. Look at John 5,
Verse
19.
Zvino Jesu akapindura akati kwaari, kwavari, zvirokwazvo ndinoti kwamuri, mwanakomana haagoni kuita chinhu oga kana asingaoni baba vachichiita. Nokuti zvose zvaanoita zvavanoita ivo, mwanakomana unozviita saizvozvo.
Look at verse 30.
Handigoni kuita chinhu ndoga, ndinotonga sezvandinonzwa, kutonga kwangu kwakarurama, nokuti handitsvaki kuda kwangu asi kuda kwowakandituma.
Amen. Jesus Christ did nothing of himself.
Jesu Kristu haana chaakaita ari ega mbune.
He did nothing that was of his own power and strength.
Haana chaakaita chesimba rake iye mbune.
He didn't come up with his own ideas for ministry.
Haana kuuya nepfungwa dzake iye pakushandira.
He only did what the Father showed him to do.
Akazviita izvo zvaakaratidzwa naMwari.
He only judged as the Father gave him judgment.
Akatonga sokupiwa kwaakaitwa kutonga naMwari.
He only taught, we'll see in a second, he only taught what the Father taught him.
Aidzidzisa sokudzidziswa kwaakaitwa naBaba.
Because he didn't seek his own will.
Nekuti akanga asingazvitsvagiri kuda kwake.
Seeking the will of the Father.
Aitsvaga kuda kwaMwari.
Look at chapter 8.
Tarisai pachapter 8.
Verse 28 and 29.
28 and 29.
Don't fall asleep. We'll stop soon. We gotta get this point. This is important.
John 8, verse 28 and 29. Naizvozvo Jesu akati, kana masimudza mwanakomana womunhu, ipapo muchaziva kuti ndini iye, uye kuti ndini, kuti ini handiiti chinhu ndimene, asi ndinoreva izvozvo zvandakadzidziswa naBaba. Verse 29.
Yes.
Wakandituma uneni, haana kundisiya ndiri ndoga, nokuti ini ndinoita nguva dzose zvinomufadza.
Amen. Jesus Christ, remember, a high priest is taken from among men.
Rangarirai kuti muprista uyu akabva panyama muvanhu.
So in order for Jesus to be a high priest unto men,
kuti Jesu Kristu ave muprista mukuru kuvanhu,
he had to become flesh and blood, he had to become a man.
Aifanira kutanga ava munhu panyama.
So that he could be chosen from among men.
Kuti asarudzwe kubva pakati pevanhu.
Now we know he wasn't born of corruptible seed like us.
Tinoziva kuti haana kujarwa nembeu yaka inovora sesu.
But still he was a man.
Asi akanga ari munhu panyama.
And as a man,
semunhu,
he did nothing of himself.
Haana chaakazviitira iye pachaifadza iye.
He did not supply his own strength or power.
Haana kuzvipa simba iye pachake.
He did not create his own doctrine to impress people.
Haana kugadzira dzidziso yake ega kuda kufadza vanhu.
As a man,
semunhu,
his goal,
chinangwa chake,
was to always do what pleased the Father.
Chakanga chiri chekuita izvo zvaifadza Baba nguva dzose.
Because that's what we were created to do.
Ndo nemhaka yekuti ndo zvatakasikirwa kuti tiite.
Think about it in your life.
Fungai maringe nechinhu ichi mukati
mwenyu. When you live to please yourself.
Paunorarama uchida kuzvifadza.
When you live to do it your way.
Paunorarama uchida kuita zvinhu nenzira yako.
What did that lead to?
Zvinokunangisa kupi? Zvinokuendesa kupi?
Did that lead to joy and peace and love and victory and grace and overcoming?
Kurarama kuda kwako kunokuisa here mufaro, runyararo nerugare?
No. Led to death and loneliness and emptiness and vanity and hurt and suffering and misunderstanding and hate and racism and all kinds of confusion.
Zvinokuisa mumatambudziko, zvinokuisa mukuparadzwa.
Why? Because you were living to please yourself.
And
you were following Satan.
Because
Satan forsook
Satan wakasia
doing God's will to do what he wants. But man, God created us to please Him. And that's where joy is. And meaning and purpose. And life and victory. It's in pleasing Him.
And
Jesus Christ showed us the perfect example
of how to live
to please the Father. And so when it came to the greatest hour, his greatest thing that he had to accomplish in his flesh, which was going to be to lay down his life and die and shed his blood. That was not some easy thing to accomplish.
Okay?
When it came to that time, what does Jesus do?
Jesu anoita sei.
In Hebrews 5:7. Does he just go, oh no, I got this, don't worry? No. That's what Peter did. And where did Peter end up that night? Listen, if you go out to preach the gospel, you go out to share Christ, you just kind of walk, man, I got this, I know the Bible. Let's see where you end up, okay? If you want to bear good fruit for God, fruit that remains, you're
going
to have to come low like Christ. Christ comes low to offer up prayers and supplications. He knows his only hope to go through this cross is to have the strength and grace of his Father. And again, how did he offer up prayers and supplications? With not just crying, with strong crying and tears. Sometimes I think we lack victory. Sometimes I think we lack victory. We lack the strength that we need. Because it doesn't mean enough to us yet. We're not desperate enough. We don't see how great the call is. Jesus himself. Strong crying and tears. And you know what? This pleased the Father. Because we just read, Jesus always did but pleased the Father. I don't fully understand this yet. But for some reason, it pleases God to see men be so low and so needy and so desperate to where from their heart, from their belly, they're crying out to him and literally weeping before him because they need him. Please the Father. He's strong crying in tears. Scripture says in Zechariah chapter 12 verse 10, that the day is going to come when Israel is going to finally turn back to the Lord and they're
going
to come to Christ. But you know what's going to happen in that day? He's going to pour upon them the spirit of grace and supplication. When the grace of God is really poured out into your heart, if you were a great sinner, if you were a man who lived in sin and lived in uncleanness, when God pours His grace upon you, you're going to weep mightily. And in that day, they're going to weep mightily and just, God have mercy on us, we're sorry, what did we
do?
If you don't weep before the Lord often, you're probably not that close to Him. If you've never really wept over the condition of who you were without Christ, there's a good chance your heart didn't really turn to Him and see Him yet for who He is. Strong crying and tears. Here in His moment of need. Now again, Zechariah, that's different. That's when they're turning to the Lord. Here's Jesus. He's getting ready to offer up Himself. And again, He's not offering these things up to impress people. He's offering up these prayers and supplications to Him. To Him, God Himself, that was able to save Him from death. By the way, only God can deliver from death. He says, I am the Lord. I kill. I make alive. I wound. I heal. I, the Lord, do all these things.
And you know
the scripture says here? And was hurt. Jesus was hurt. Now a lot of times we look at Jesus' prayer as if God denied Him. The Father denied part of His prayer. But we know Jesus' prayer was ultimately to submit to the will of the Father no matter what the cost. So even though His flesh probably feared death, His flesh probably didn't want to go through that pain and suffering and shame. Yet, the scripture says He was heard, which means that God did save Him from death. But He didn't save Him from having to go to the cross. He strengthened Him to go through the cross. And then 3 days later delivered Him from death and hell. And gave Him power and victory over death and hell. Amen?
Amen.
And the reason why is because He feared. He feared. This last point we'll make and then we'll break. He was hurt in that He feared. Not talking about the fear of death. No. Yes, I'm sure. Actually, I don't know. I can't say I'm sure. But, you know, I would think, based on His prayer, that naturally His flesh didn't want to do it. But He subdued His flesh under a greater fear. And this is going to be the key to victory in your life. All of you probably still have some kind of fears. And we know God hasn't given us the spirit of fear. So those fears are not from God. Those fears bring us into bondage. Those fears manipulate and torment us. Those fears lie to us. The only way you're going to overcome those fears is through submitting to a greater fear, which is the fear of the Lord. Jesus never taught anything that he himself was not subject to.
Jesu Kristu haana kudzidzisa chimwe chinhu chaakanga asiri pasi pacho.
And what did Jesus teach his disciples in Matthew 10:28?
Jesu zvaanodzidzisa vadzidzi vake kuna Mateo chapter 10 verse
28. He said, "Don't fear those who can kill your body."
Anoti musatya avo vanouraya nyama yenyu.
But fear him.
Asi ityai iye.
Who has power to destroy soul and body.
Ane simba rekuparadza mweya nenyama.
And we know Jesus had the fear of the Lord from Isaiah 11 verses 1 through 4.
Tinoziva kuti Jesu aitya ishe kubva kuna Isaiah 11 verse 7.
11 chapter 11 verse 1 through 4.
Kubva pa verse 1 kusvika pa 4.
And it was the fear of the Lord that made him of quick understanding.
Kwakanga kuri kutya Mwari kwakaita kuti ave anonzwisisa.